Milwaukee has a reputation as a hub for sex trafficking. Over the next few days, we'll hear from survivors, activists, law enforcement, and lawmakers working to eradicate the problem. WUWM's Mayan Silver gives us a primer on what the crime looks like here in Milwaukee.
Sex traffickers get an adult to exchange sex for money through force, fraud, or coercion. But it's also considered trafficking to have a child exchange sex for money, under any circumstance. Traffickers may separate victims from family, control their lives, and even move them from one city to another. Assistant Milwaukee County District Attorney Aaron Karshen sees a common thread in how the relationships between traffickers and those being trafficked begin.
So the trafficker kind of either picks them off the street, provides them food, provides them shelter, showers them with compliments, gives them money to have their hair done, their nails done.
Karshen says once victims are dependent on the trafficker for basic needs, the trafficker manipulates them by saying they need to contribute. Saying things like, why don't I just set up a date with you to talk to this person, not necessarily have sex? Karshen says different traffickers use different tactics to control victims.
There's one that can, almost like a Romeo pimp, where he will manipulate them, get them to maybe think that there's feelings there and there's a relationship, then they are dependent on him, and then he, you know, puts them out into a trafficking situation. They're definitely more violent pimps, where they will have multiple girls that are working for them, and then they'll perhaps beat one of the girls in front of the other to prove a point.
That's something that a survivor, who we'll call Michelle, knows firsthand. She says she was lured into sex trafficking when she was 19, and she says her trafficker turned violent.
I can remember one beating that was so bad. Both of my eyes, I don't know if you've ever seen anybody's eyes bleed, but my eyes, both of them, literally like bled.
According to Assistant DA Karshen, force is the easiest to identify because usually either the victim or another person under the trafficker's control will have some kind of injury. But coercion and fraud can have many forms. Karshen says one example is keeping drugs from an addicted victim until he or she finishes a sex act.
It is manipulating somebody with probably an underlying vulnerability to control them and get them to do what the trafficker wants.
Karshen says Milwaukee is a hub for trafficking in the United States, but statistics vary. She says there are several reasons sex trafficking is worse in Milwaukee.
We have a lot of expressways that'll take this, so we have easy access to the Dells, we have easy access to Minneapolis, to North Dakota. People can come right up from Chicago.
North Dakota has fracking, and trafficking victims are taken there to service oil workers. Karshen adds that there's also a lot of conventions and sporting events in Milwaukee where trafficking surges. Who are the traffickers?
They cross all walks of life. The majority of them, I would say, are men. We have prosecuted women for trafficking, but the vast majority of our traffickers are men. They are people that you probably walk by on the street all the time. There's no category of this is what a trafficker looks like.
And just who is being trafficked? A new report based on MPD data estimates that from 2013 to 2016, 340 young adults and children were confirmed or suspected victims of human trafficking. About two-thirds of those victims were Black, and almost all were female. The majority were first trafficked when they were under 18. But activists and some law enforcement say those numbers are skimming the surface, given the underground nature of the exchanges. Milwaukee Police Lieutenant Don Jones is with the Sensitive Crimes Division.
And it doesn't matter if you grew up in a rural area or urban area, if you have a lot of money or no money. Every ethnicity, every economic group, every sexual orientation has been affected.
There are a lot of challenges in fighting the crime, including victims forging a trauma bond with their trafficker, not trusting the police, or not coming forward for fear of being judged. Michelle, the survivor who you heard from earlier, confirms this.
Survivors, and I say this all the time, but survivors genuinely hide in plain sight, because of the fear of the stigmas that will be placed on them if society only knows what we have been through.
You can find more from our series covering human trafficking in Milwaukee at WUWM.com. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.